Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
The air is absolutely bristling at the Tynabruach Lodge Country House Hotel, where our crew are now opening the gates to the public for the first time this season. Not only that, but they have a special ceremony to perform in 2 days' time in the Italian Sunken Gardens. The captain's nerves are definitely on edge.
So, Scotty, where's the Italian Sunken Gardens, then?
There.
What? Where?
There, in front of you.
What? That? I thought that was a swimming pool without the water in it.
No, you can tell it's the Italian Sunken Gardens because of the ice cream cornet relief going round the side.
Those are ice cream cornet reliefs? I thought some vandal had stuck traffic cones round the outside of it.
No. See, the designer, Angelo Mozzarello, thought that he'd bring a touch of the Italian ice cream dynasty to the garden. If you look closely at the flare, you can see these squirrels covering it. They're not really squirrels. Their number's 99.
Interesting. It's a bit deep, isn't it? How does one get into it?
Ah, no. Thon's the problem. You see, you're no supposed to get into it. It was designed to be looked at and no gone into.
Oh, I trust a tally to make something that doesn't work. No, let the Scots, a proud nation of inventors, look at the bagpipes.
Those were invented by the Greeks.
All right. Look at the tartan. We invented the tartan.
The Chinese.
The haggis.
English.
Jeez, did we actually invent anything?
There's the Glasgow kiss. We invented that.
Never mind all that now. How are we going to make this pit look a bit more interesting for the ceremony at the weekend? And how do we get into it?
We've had a chat about this and think the best thing today would be to bring a few pot plants down for the house. There's a couple in the lobby.
I think it needs more than that, Scotty. I have those fairy lights in my cabin. If those would be of any use. Have we any statues or anything we could use to fill the space up with? It is a bit bare.
The only one that would move would be down, you know, the twa nymphos at it on the rockery.
I think those are nymphs, Scotty.
No, the way they're carrying on, they're not.
Well, I suppose it's better than nothing. At least this couple aren't bringing any friends with them, so it's only going to be them and us, so the garden won't get too full. Now, how do we get into the thing?
Well, we could build some boxes up the side of it and make some steps with them. If we drape them in those big curtains for the ballroom, they'll look like they're supposed to be there.
Will that be a bit slippery?
Oh, we'll nail the curtains down to the boxes. It'll be fine.
Well, that seems to be in hand, I suppose. Best you and Scotty get on with the transformation while I go and see Maggie and Dick about the reception lunch.
So, leaving the two crew members to disguise this tragic space as an Italian sunken garden, the captain goes off to the kitchen, where Maggie and Dick are sitting having a cup of coffee.
What's going on here? Haven't you got lunches to do or something?
Captain, we've been open for 3 hours, but all I've sold are 2 cups of coffee, and we bought those.
Yes, well, I suspect that it'll be one of those slow building things, and that it may take a couple of days until we start getting really busy. Now, I'm glad I've got you both together, as I want to discuss the forthcoming ceremony that has been booked for the Italian Sunken Garden.
I didn't know we had an attack.
Don't even go there, Dick. Scotty and Crawford are building one as we speak. Now, Maggie, what about the buffet? Any ideas?
Well, you set me quite a culinary challenge with this one. It has to be something that can be eaten with the fingers, you said. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at what I've come up with.
Well, I wouldn't bet on that, Maggie. What is it?
Well, you see, I wanted it to be special, so I started with their name, Mr. and Mrs. Dover. Now, Dover reminds me of Dover's soul. Soul reminds me of Scotty's old boots. Boots remind me of my dermatitis cream, and the cream reminds me of cream crackers. So I'm doing biscuits and cheese.
That's it? Biscuits and cheese? That's the best you can come up with?
No, the biscuits and cheese are to finish with. I'm working back the way. Mm. For the main course, I'm making an old favourite of my grandmother's back in Barra, piping pipe. You take one cockerel, pluck it and steam it for about 8 hours. You wrap it up in the stomach of the pig and fry it for 10 minutes or so. Then you cut it into slices and you serve it with a dip made from vinegar, sour cream and just a wee dash of honey. My mouth is watering already.
Another delight from your kitchen, Maggie. Can't wait.
Yes, my old grandmother used to say the way to a man's heart is through a pig's stomach. Anyway, to start with, we're having my ova farta from the main menu, since these eggs won't last forever.
And I'm setting the table. Did you want any crackers?
Won't there be crackers for the cheese and biscuits?
I wasn't thinking of them, no.
Oh, please, can we have crackers? I love crackers.
Okay, Dick. Yes, crackers for the cheese and biscuits. Now, I have to go and make sure the Reverend has everything in hand for the ceremony. Oh, it's all go.
Dear listener, do you think that Dick and the Captain's idea of crackers are maybe not the same? Well, we'll find out. Meanwhile, the Captain goes to the chapel to find Reverend Smallpiece deep in thought.
Ah, Reverend, I thought I'd find you here.
Oh, Captain, you startled me. I was deep in Congress with our Maker. It does the spirit good to have a washout every so often.
A washout?
Ah, my terminology for confession. I prefer to call it a washout, as it cleanses the soul. Confession is such an ugly word, don't you think?
I wouldn't really know. I must confess that I never really confess. But I do sometimes think a good washout is ideal for the spirit, if not the colon.
What can I do for you, Captain?
I was simply calling on you to make sure all is ready for Mr. and Mrs. Dover's reaffirmation of the wedding vows this weekend.
Ah, yes, the reaffirmation. Now, the church views on this are well known. We welcome the reaffirmation of wedding vows. It's a beautiful thing. Two people so deeply in love, they feel the need to come before God and take the vows once more to show the Almighty, the Most High, the Maker of all things, the Tetragrammaton, the Lord of Hosts, the...
I get the idea.
Well, anyway, I think it is the most wonderful thing they can do for not only themselves, but for the Church.
Reverend, that is such a beautiful thing to say.
Yes, indeed. You have told them I charge £100 for the service.
I have, don't worry. So I take it you're ready and don't need any further assistance.
No, I'm as ready as I will ever be. God bless you, my child.
Dare I say it? This all looks frighteningly organised. Could anything possibly go wrong? Well, this is the Glen Midden Chronicles, after all. Never mind, it is now the evening before the ceremony, and Mr. and Mrs. Dover are about to arrive at the big house.
Now, everyone knows what they're doing.
Yes, when the man and woman turn up, we bow and curtsy.
No, Dick, that was ages ago when we greeted the Queen. This is only a common garden couple who are paying through the nose to reaffirm their wedding vows at Tyna Bruick Lodge Country House Hotel. We smile and welcome them.
Well, I don't see why I should be smiling.
Aye, why is that then? Take too much out of you?
No, it's just that I expect extra to smile. It's not in my nature. I am told I have the look of the Mona Lisa about me.
Oh, I dinna ken about doing, but you've definitely got the look of sandblasted tomato about you.
And would you like to peel me and devour me with your big manly mouth?
Oh, Captain, you're going to have to excuse me. I feel sick.
You stay where you are. Maggie and everyone else, remember, these people are paying, so smile. Welcome. Welcome, Mr. and Mrs. Dover, to Tyna Bruick Lodge Country House Hotel. We hope your stay will be an enjoyable one.
Are you going to tell me why you dragged me to the cesspit of the north?
My dear, calm down. All will be revealed soon. Captain, thank you for your welcome. I'm Mr. Dover, Ben Dover, and this is my wife, Eileen.
Oh, jeez, oh, Ben Dover and Eileen Dover. What next? Are they a son called Skip?
Shush, Scotty. It's bad enough having a name like that without you pointing it out.
I take it from your wife's comments that she has no idea why she's here.
No, she doesn't. And if you want to talk to me, then talk to me. No more excuse for a husband.
She's had a long journey. Maybe we should retire to her room. And once I've settled her down, I'll come and find you to talk over the details for tomorrow.
That's maybe a good idea. Scotty, could you please show Mr. and Mrs. Dover to the room?
Aye, nae bother. This way, after you.
You get your hands off me, you big glaikit-looking paddock.
Here now, I will not stand for you calling my big Scotty names like that. You're to apologise to him this instant.
And who are ye? His wee dog?
If you don't apologise, then you'll see just who I am. I'll tattoo it on your backside, so the next time your head's up there, you can read it.
I've got your number. You'd better watch it.
I'm so sorry. She's not usually like this. However, I would watch her back and maybe lock the door to your bedroom tonight.
Aye, come on, I'll show you to your rooms.
One thing that has become clear through the annals of these chronicles is that you should never make an enemy of Maggie.
Now, do you think the day will go without a hitch? Will Maggie get the knuckle dusters polished up for the ceremony? Will Scotty be able to calm her down? Will Dick ever kill that cockerel for the main course? All this and more, same time, same channel next week on the Glenmidden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.